please join our mailing list to stay updated of our upcoming events. For any questions or assistance, contact the ISOC office at 714-531-1722 or email office@isocmasjid.org. Please donate generously at give.isocmasjid.org. Today's Jumu'ah message is Seek Help with Patience and Prayer by Dr. Muzammil Siddiqui.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد وأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of you. Keep you safe and healthy, you, your families, your loved ones, your friends, our whole community. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove this affliction from the face of the earth. On behalf of the Islamic Society of Orange County, we greet you all. We are looking forward to see you, inshallah, soon. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove this affliction so that we can come back to our masjid. This is the fourth week, fourth Friday, that will not be there. And we are missing that very much. So pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us, inshallah, to visit his masjid. All the masajid, most of the masajid in many parts of the world, they are closed. Many places of gathering are closed. But inshallah, we'll overcome that. The verse that I recited from Surah Al-Baqarah, the verse number 153, in this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressing the believers, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, seek help of Allah, seek help with patience and prayer. Indeed, Allah is with those who are patient. And this verse came at the time of difficulty, when Muslims were facing difficulty. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided them, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them a beautiful advice that Allah gave them, that seek help with patience and prayer. And he said, gave them the good news, that Allah is with those who are patient. Now you may ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, seek help with patience and prayer. And Allah did not say Allah is with those who pray. Allah said Allah is with those who are patient. Some of the scholars, they say, everybody knows that Allah is with those who pray. But not too many people recognize or understand that Allah is also with those who are patient. So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that Inna Allah ma'as sabirin, Allah is with those who are patient. Patience is very important. The word for in Arabic is sabr. Sabr does not mean that you just sit down idle, don't do anything, feel pretty about yourself, that I'm not able to do anything, that's not sabr, according to Arabic. In Arabic, sabr means patience, but also perseverance. It means being steadfast. It means being firm. So patience, sabr, and according to the Quran, is that you do your best and wait for the result from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Quran has mentioned that many times. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, when he started his message, the revelation came to him, Ya ayyuhal muddassir, qum fa'anzir, wa rabbaka fakabbir, wa siyabaka fatahir, wa rujza fahjur, wa la tamnun tastakthir, wa li rabbika fasbir. So he's starting your work. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him these commands. Prophet ﷺ was covered up in a blanket and said, oh, you who is wrapped up or who is covered up, stand up and warn. قُمْ فَأَنْذِرْ وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ and glorify your Lord. وَثِيَابَكَ فَطَهِّرْ purify your raiments. وَرُجْزَ فَهْجُرْ and defilement shun. And give without seeking any award from people, without seeking more from others. And then said, وَلِرَبِّكَ فَصْبِرْ and stand patiently for your Lord. Give the message of your Lord patiently. And then you read in the Quran that Musa alayhi salam, we just heard the Surah Al-Kahf, Musa alayhi salam, when he was asked to go and seek some knowledge from an angelic figure who is known as Khidr alayhi salam, the first thing was said to him that you have to be patient to learn. So for education, for learning, patience is required. And then we have the story of Luqman. In Surah Luqman is mentioned that Luqman gave advice to his son. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا لُقْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةَ أَنْ يَشْكُرْ لِلَّهِ وَمَنْ يَشْكُرْ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ حَمِيدٌ. Allah says, we gave Luqman wisdom so that he be thankful to Allah. And those who are thankful, they are thankful for their own benefit. But those who are ungrateful, Allah is not in need. Allah is independent. Allah is praiseworthy. An advisor that Luqman gave to his son, among the advisors was, Ya bunayya aqim as-salah, wa'mur bil ma'roof, wanha anil munkar, wasbir ala ma asabak. Oh my dear son, perform the prayer and tell, enjoin what is right, forbid what is wrong, and be patient on things that happen to you. So beautiful advice for the young person. Old people will be patient, young people also be patient. Everybody should be patient. And Prophet ﷺ said to his cousin, Abdullah ibn Abbas, who was a young man at the time, Rasulullah ﷺ said, وَعْلَمْ أَنَّ النَّصْرَ مَعَ الصَّبْرِ. Know that help comes with patience, or victory comes with patience. On the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say in Surah Al-Mu'minun, the surah that starts with Qabla, Qad aflaha al-mu'minun. In this surah, the ayah number 111 says that on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inni jazaytuhumul yawma bima sabaru annahum humul fa'izun. I have rewarded them because of their patience, because they will be successful, because they are successful. So sabr has a lot of blessing. Rasulullah ﷺ said in one of the very authentic hadith, he says, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ إن أمره كله له الخير إن أصابته سراء شكر وهو خير له وإن أصابته ضراء صبر وهو خير له. Rasulullah said, amazing is the affair of a believer. All his situation, all his affairs are good for him. Because when he is happy, when he is prosperous, when he is healthy, he is thankful to Allah. And when he is in difficulty, in pain and affliction, he is patient. Why so much reward and so many blessings and so much emphasis on patience? Because patience or sabr make you humble. You realize that not everything is in my hand. It is in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I do my best, but then I leave the rest to Allah. And you go to prayer. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ista'inu bis-sabri was-salah. So pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help you, to give you what you are asking, what you need. And especially if you are worried about something, then you turn to Allah. It is mentioned about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَإِذَا حَزَبَهُ أَمْرٌ صَلَّى. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was worried about something, concerned about something, and even Messenger of Allah, the human being, yes, he was concerned about something. He prayed. He go to masjid. He asked Bilal, أَرِحْنَا بِهَا يَا بِلَال. Oh Bilal, call. Let's have prayer. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to pray and ask Allah's help, Allah's blessings upon himself, upon his ummah. How much more we have to be patient? How much more we have to be turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask him? Now, especially at this time, with this virus that is spread so fast, imagine that the beginning of March, only few countries were affected by it. And other people just thought that it will go away there. They never thought about it. But now, just within a month, they say there are 196 countries in the world and 93% are affected. Some more and some less. And these countries, they have about 6 billion people, 6 billion human beings live there. And people are increasingly suffering. So it is very, very important that people very patiently work together. Very patiently work together. The instructions that are given by the health people, by the World Health Organization, the health departments in the countries, people should follow that, and it requires a lot of patience. Because if you are not patient, the disease is going to spread more and more. And then it will be very difficult to contain it. The harm will be much more, and it will take longer time to contain that. So patience in this, in taking care of this. Patience, because it says that you stay home. We like to go out, especially if we are living in a free country. We like to move, we like to travel, we like to go from place to place. We want to meet this one and we want to meet that person. We want to go to our masajid to pray, and we cannot do that. So, we have to contain, we have to remain that is, stay at home. Do your best to do that. And when you are at home, you also be patient. Because there are some people who, when they are home, they make their life miserable with their family members. They get angry, upset, and people have stress, yes. And because of their stress and because they are there, not get out, so they get very frustrated, very angry, very upset. And it's not going to help. Actually, it may ruin your own health. And you might get sick after that. So it is very important that you have to be patient. And if you are patient, that means you have control over yourself, then you can think of how I can help others. It is true that you have to keep social distance, but you don't have to keep distance in your heart, in your mind, in your love. Love people and ask them, call them. Have some other way of contacting them and find out the needs of the people. Care for the people. For caring the people, you don't have to visit them physically. Physically, we observe social distance, but emotionally, spiritually, in our love, we care for the people and see how you can help them through some different ways that are possible that you can help people. So, my brothers and sisters, patience will be very helpful, inshallah. And through patience, we shall overcome this difficulty, of course, with the help of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ista'inu bis sabr. Sabr brings the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And through sabr, we know that we are human being. We do not control everything. The only thing, the only one who controls everything is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. He has power over everything. So seek help with patience and with prayer. Do not neglect the prayers. Those who pray, they are the one, inshallah, who will have more calmness, more patience into their heart. Innal insana khuliqa halua. إذا مسه الشر جزوع وإذا مسه الخير منوع إلا المصلي. Human beings are that their hearts don't stay inside. They cry a lot. إذا مسه الشر منوع إذا مسه الخير منوع إذا مسه الشر جزوع. When they are healthy and when they have wealth, they don't give it to anybody. Don't share it with others. And when they are in pain, then they cry a lot and complain. But Allah said, "Illa al-musallin," except those who pray. So prayer makes the heart contented. Prayer gives satisfaction. But of course, the prayer has to be with sincerity, with devotion, in the right way. Not just a ritual prayer, but the prayer in the awareness of the consciousness of Allah. So this problem is, we are seeing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever he does, he teaches. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us that we should become better people, we should become more caring people, more kind people, we should use our resources in the right way, and we should be connected with each other. We should appreciate the gifts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we are missing things that we used to have, and you took them for granted. So ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless and keep us on the right path. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless all of you. Remember your Islamic Society of Orange County, or any other masjid that to which you go regularly, remember them and keep your contact by helping, taking care of the needs of your institutions, your masajid, and other organizations that are working for a good cause. Help them, and inshallah, by the sadaqah at the time of musibah, it removes the musibah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove this musibah from us. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Please remember in your dua, several people who have requested us the dua, Sister Farzana Patel, our brother Muhammad Rafia, brother Haitham Bandukhti, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give them shifa. Allahumma shfihim ya Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them with and heal them, and also others who have not sent their names but they are not well. Whatever difficulty they are going through, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove. Allahumma shfi mardana wa arham mawtana wa akhtim bis salihati a'malana. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.
Thank you very much, and that concludes our program. Assalamu alaikum.